Today's shiur, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, is Siman Shin Sadi Ches Sifhei. Kol Beis Dirah Shu Yotzei Me'ayir. Every residential home that is outside a city, meaning it extends from a city. So then he says, Imayah Beino Beina'ir Shivim Amo Ushne Shlishim. If it is within 70 and 2/3 Amos, which is Shehut Sela Beis Sasayim HaMirubos, which is the equivalent of the length of a side of two Beis Sa square, or Pachas Mizah, or less, Harezem Itzarif La'ir. Then it is considered part of the city, that residence is considered part of the city, and therefore, and when you go ahead and you are giving the 2,000 amos from all directions of the city, you do it from that home. Now, we're going to see later on in Shulchan Aruch and said Mishnah Berurah as well, that what we are measuring from is not just the house, but rather we then extend a string, as if you will, an imaginary string, down the whole length of that side. So let's say the bayis is on the east side of the city. So then that whole east side, however long that east side is, it basically shoots down across that home. And that's where you will extend the city out from 2,000 amos, from that imaginary line. And when you measure out the 2,000 amos in every direction, so you do it from this Beis Dira, meaning from the imaginary line that was created around this Beis Dira along the whole side that the Beis Dira, that the residence is on. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Tes, Beis Dira. Afal Pisha Ein Darim Ba. This is, even if there are no people living there right now, as long as it is a home, a residential home, even if no one is actually living there. Sif Katan Chaf, Chutz Mi Beis Dira Ze, Perish. In other words, what you do is, when you measure it from that Beis Dira, Perish, as we just said, She Baischim Chut Al Pnei Rochav Ha'ir Keneged Beis Dira Zu. You go ahead and you draw that imaginary line across the whole width of the city, meaning on that side that the Beis Dira is on. Today she had tchum shava b'chol makom, so the tchum is equal on all sides. Look at the Yisrael El, like we said earlier in Reish Sif Dalad, beginning of Sif Dalad, where we shama l'hol and maldinat tchum. And from there on, that's where you would go ahead and measure the tchum. So in other words, the let's say it was a square city, so it would extend the square out to the edge of the house, and it would extend the whole square out on all three sides that need to be extended in order to meet out the house that is extended outward. We then continue in the Ramah. The Yesh Omrib She'en Maslilam Limdod Miyad Min Habayis. Ramah now is Cholmik. And he says that we don't go ahead and just measure the 2,000 amos from that bias, but rather what we do is we start measuring Ella, right? We don't do it matchil limdod miyad min habayis. Ella maisin chut al pnei rochav ha'ir neged habayis. What you do is you draw out the imaginary string line by the bayis, umarchita misham, and you distance it from there another shivim ama b'shivayim, another 70 and 2/3 ama, and umatchil, and that's where you start the 2,000 amos. So in other words, you end up having 141 and 1/3 amos. So it comes out that according to the Ramah, if you have, let's say, a residence exactly like 70 and 2/3 amos from the border of the city, then you could extend out from the border of the city, actual city, 141 and a third amos. And then from there, you then start the 2,000 amos. And the Ramah continues, and so too, every place and time when you're moided. What does that mean? Let's explain. Hey, Rishit means, let's say there's no base dira, there's no home extended out past the border. Still, according to the opinion, Nosen and Gamkein, we still always give Shivim Amma v'Shivayim L'ir. We always give this extra 70 amos and 2/3 to every city. In other words, you have, this is what's called an Ibur, this extension of the city. You always have that automatically. You always have, according to the Ramah, a given 70 and 2/3. And you start the tchum. So it comes out, if you have
a home, then you get another 72/3 of wherever that home is that's extended out. And if there's no home extended out, then you still take an automatic 70 2/3. So you can get a maximum of 141 1/3 and a minimum of 70 2/3 according to the Rama. And he says, with the Rishona, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the first opinion, ain't no sin shiva mamma gashiram li erach asma. According to the rest of it, you don't get this automatic 70 2/3 amas. Right? All you get is wherever the home goes up to outside the extended outside the city, and that's where you can go up to, and that's assuming the home is within 70 2/3 amas.
Right? You only go ahead and according to the Shulchan Aruch, his opinion, not the Rama, all you do is 2,000 amas from the city wall. The only time we're going to have some automatic extensions, as we're going to see, is when you have two cities next to each other, then we give what's called karfifos. Like we're going to see in Sif Zion, we'll talk more about when we get to Sif Zion. But then comes the Rama, and he ends off, the Rama says, it could be Mekah, like my opinion, but you get the automatic 70 2/3 added to wherever either the bias extends out to, assuming it's in 70 2/3, or from the city you get the automatic 70 2/3. And he says you could be Mekah, like his opinion. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Chaf Beis, V'chein Yerli L'Hakel, Ayin Be'er. He says, check out the Be'er Halacha, what I write there, and there he points out that not so simple at all. The Gra actually is Cholek on the Rama and says the Iker is like the first opinion, and the Be'er Halacha says you should be Chayshesh for the Gra and not have these automatic extensions if you don't have the residence, a Beis Dira that is extended out, or you don't have, as the Mishnah Berurah says, what we're going to see in Sif Zion, the two cities next to each other, where in between you can add what's called Karfifos. That is for Sif Zion. Sif Vav. Hayab Bayis Karov La'ir. What happens if you have a bias that is close to the city, outside the city, but within Shivim Amma, right? Within the Shivim Amma, Ubayis Sheni Karov L'Bayis Harishon B'Shivim Amma, and then another bias is about 70 Amma from that bias, and on and on. Ubayis Shlishi Karov L'Sheni B'Shivim Amma, B'Chein Ad Mahalach Kama Yonim. It could be even up to a number of days of walk. Every time there's a house, and then another 70 Ammas, another house, another 70 Ammas. And basically what's happening is there's an Ibor, an extension of the city going out and out and out, even for Kama Yamin. Hare ha'kol ki'ir achas. Everything becomes like one city in terms of the Tchum. And the 2,000 Amos will start from Ukishim Modin, Modin Michutz L'Bayis Achron. And when you measure it out, you're going to measure it out from the last bias. And once again, you're going to draw the line. Again, we're in the Mechaber's Shita. So the Mechaber's Shita is you don't add another automatic 70 2/3 like the Rama had said. So you just get to the last house and you draw that line. And from there, you then go ahead and you have another 2,000 Amos. V'hu sheyeh beis dira zeh arba Amos al arba Amos ayosa. And this beis dira that we're talking about that is going to create the city extension has to be at least 4x4 Amos or more. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan chaf gimel ki'ir achas. So it's all like one city when you keep going out further and further with these batim every 70 Amos. Shebatam fuzarin. It's like one city with a lot of spread out houses. Sif katan chaf dalid michutz lebayis achron. So you measure out the 2,000 Amos from after that last house. Azil Tamei, so as we said before, the Shulchan Aruch is going with his opinion in Sif Hei, Ularamasham, but according to the Rama there, Nosnin Betchila Besof Bayis Achron, you start off at the end of the last Bayis, you give it another Shivim Amma Vishirayim, right? So you get another 70 2/3 Amos. V'yachar kach molin atchom, that's the Rama Shita. Ulamaisa, as I said before, Ha'ikar, even though the Rama had said in the previous sif, the Be'er Halacha say is siding with the Das of the Mechaber. He says, Ha'iker, Das of Mechaber, Kemosh Kasad Be'er Halacha. He quoted the Gra, if you remember. And we now continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch continues and says as follows. So not only does a Beis Dira, a home, that's 4x4 Amos, will that create this extension of the city?
when it's within 72 thirds amos. Chayim beis hakneses, even a shul, but provided sheyesh bo beis dira lechazanim, provided that it has a place of residence in the shul for the shamis. The chazanim here doesn't mean the chazan who gets up to daven. The chazanim here means the shamis, the one who takes care of the shul. If he has a place to sleep in the shul, then the shul will count. It's interesting. The post can bring up the Aruch HaShulchan says that even though a basic neses only will count if it, as a residential area, if there is a chazan who would live there. But the Aruch HaShulchan points out that a Beis HaMedrash, this is the Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Yudalid, that a Beis Medrash is different. It's automatically considered residential, even without anyone officially living there. It's not necessary to have a wing for the Shamus. And the reason he says it is because, I guess in those days, they have some Beis HaMedrash like this. People who study there, they eat and they sleep in the Beis HaMedrash, as opposed to the shul, where it's not really in its nature residential, therefore you need to have a special place in the shul for the chazan, for the Shamus. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch goes on and says that not only a shul that has a beis dira for the chazanim, but even a beis avodas elilim, even a church, for example, sheyesh bo beis dira, that has a place to sleep for the kohanim, for their priests. Right? Even if like a church has priests there. Look at the Mishnah Brura, sif katan chav vav lekohanim, the inyan hitstarfus leibur, to join up for the extension, lo ba'inan dafka diras Yisrael. It doesn't have to be a Jewish home. A Jewish home is not necessarily, it's not like Erev Chatzeros, where you need Jewish homes and things like that. Here, even a Goyish home, even a church with a residence for the priest, will suffice to extend the city. Continue on the Shulchan Aruch, va'otzaros, and even storehouses, sheyesh bahem beis dira, a storehouse that has a place of residence to sleep inside. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifka Chavzayin, Otaros, Litvua, let's say a storehouse for grain, Uliayin, and wine, and Shemen, and oil. Bilav, Lidira, Mikri. These things are not, in general, considered places of residence. Hilkaf, that's why all of these things, it says, Bo'inan Sheyehebahen, Beis Dira, Le Shomrim. It needs to have a Beis Dira for the one who is watching the Otsa. That's what it says. Ba'otaros, Sheyehebahen, Beis Dira, V'hagesher v'hakever, same thing. Sheyesh bahem beis dira, and also the back to the Shulchan Aruch, and also the gesher and the kever, a bridge and a cemetery. If it has a residential area, all those places will extend. That's what he says. He'll come back into that. We're still in the middle of Chav Zayin. He'll have binah sheyehem beis dira l'shomer. It has to be a beis dira for the guards there. V'chol hanach beis dira, but inan sheyeh bahem, and all these batei dira, all these residents have to have Arba Amos al Arba Amos, four Amos, Sifkan al Chavches, Sheyesh Bahem Beis Dira, the Gesher and the Kever also need to have this Beis Dira for the Shomer of the Gesher, for the guard of the Gesher, the toll who takes the Meches, the toll Mehem Meches, that takes the tolls, and the guard of the Beis Akku Beis Akvaros. Then he goes on to Shulchan Aruch and he says, Vishlosh Mechitzos, She'ein Aleim Tikra. Also, you could have a Dira that only has three walls, no roof, doesn't even have to have any roof. And that will suffice. Look at the Mishnah Brura. Sivkal Chavtes for Shalosh Mechitzos. He says, "Jayasham Beis Dira Mitchila VeNeras." What you had was initially a Beis Dira. You had a residential area. It got destroyed, and now all is left is three walls. V'adin v'chol hani dechashem b'kodem. All, and this is true with all that we're talking about, all the different types of batim or Beis Diras that we just mentioned. That initially, if they were for considered residential, and now in Neras, if they get destroyed, in Sharu Adai and Shalosh Mechitzos, they have left three walls and low tikra and no ceiling. Oh, Shtayim or two with a tikra, Kidlakame, as he points out, because coming up, we're going to see that if it has two walls, then it's going to need a tikra. Three walls doesn't need a tikra. Three walls doesn't need a roof. But two walls will need a tikra. But again, it's talking about we originally had four, and then two walls got knocked down, and as long as it has a tikra and two walls, That will suffice. We'll see that coming up in the Shulchan Aruch in a second. But first, back to the Shulchan Aruch, where he says, and also habayis habanui biyam, and also a bayis that is built by the sea. What does that mean? Look at the Mishnah Brura. She'asui lefanos bo kelim shebesfina. This bayis was built there in order to empty off the kelim from the boat. Like lekach nechshav beis dira. Therefore, it's considered a beis dira. The gamzeh might be sheyesh ba, but it has to be, once again, arba amos, 4x4 amos, And it has to be omedes, once again, betoch shivim amah v'shiriyim liir. Has to be within 70 amos and two-thirds of an amah of the 70 and two-thirds of an amah of the city. And then it would suffice to extend the trum another 2,000 amos from there. And we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch, as we just said before, u'shtei mechitzos sheyesh aleihem tikra. And also, if you have two mechitzos with a tikra, u'maziva, and says with the tikra, for some reason it says maziva, which means a plaster on top of the tikra. We'll see about that in a second, but look at the Mishnah Berurah first. Lamed Aleph shtei mechitzos. So he says, "Iri gam king sheyaya beis dira mitchila v'neras." As he said before, we're talking also where it was originally a regular beis dira with four walls and a tikra, and then it got ruined. And as long as there's two walls with a tikra, or as we said before, three walls without a tikra, without a ceiling, that would still suffice to create that extension up to 70 and two thirds amos. Now, the Shulchan Aruch had said a tikra with a maziva. So he says, Mishnah Berurah lamed beis maziva toz sofer. So this is a mistake in the one who wrote up this the Shulchan Aruch here. It couldn't have been from the Mechaber himself. Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, would not have written this. So it must have been someone who got it wrong when he wrote it down, because less of a Gemara and Poskim. Because as the Gemara says, this is not at all in the Gemara and Poskim that the ceiling has to have still the plaster and has to be plastered on top. We continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. Uma'ara. Sheyesh, like a cave, sheyesh binyan alpia, yesh ba beis dira. This ma'ara requires a building at its entrance that is residential in nature. Post can discuss, the Be'er Halacha discusses why you would need both. Why can't the ma'ara itself serve as the, you know, beis dira? So that's what he deals with. But once again, all these things need to be residential in nature with people living there. Kol Elu, Mitztarfin, Ima, these will all these things will join up with the city to create an Ibur, an extension, Ima Yeba Tok Shivim Amah V'Shirayim, if it was within 70 and the extra, meaning the extra two-thirds of an Amah. Umei also, Habayis, Hayotze, and from that bias that we just described now, any one of these different types of Beis Diras, from there and onward, the Yotze, like we said, Roim ki ilu chut matuach al pnei kol ha'ir. We look as if there's an imaginary string that is going across. Umodedin chutz meyoso achut, and this whole string that goes across the whole side of the city that bias is on. From that string that goes along that whole side, you have another 2,000 amos in that direction, and from, you know, and to its left and to its right, extending out. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan lamed gimel umu'ara sheyesh ki lav hachi. If the ma'ara didn't have a beis dira in it, then ain't a ma'ara nechsheves lebeis dira. It's not going to be considered a beis dira, as we're going to see coming up as well. And the burganim, which are like sukkas, she'osin shomrei ganois v'shomrei ir, these types of sukkas that are called burganim, that the guards of the ginas and the cities put up, the shmor ha'ir to guard the city and the fruits and the peros, ain nimdadin ima. They do not get counted along with it. The dafka b'makom d'shichi ganavi d'gandi luhu o gishamim sheshoit nasan. And specifically where you have ganavim and rains that basically blow these away and take these away, because these are not permanent structures. Hilkach lo chashivi midi. Therefore, they're not considered of any type of chashivas, these burganim. Aval ba'alman d'adim, but a regular burganim that's not in a makom of ganavim or bishamim that would wipe it away, will be counted. Ayin b'shar tshuva, the burganin ain't sarach li'os v'in arba amos. Burganin don't have to actually be valid amos. Ayin od ma'ash kasa b'zeh. That's the shari tshuva. Says that as well. Anyway, we move back there. He goes on now to Shulchan Aruch, and he says, "Aval shtei mechitzas she'ein aleihem tikra." What happens if you have two mechitzas with no tikra? Af al pi shedarim beinayim. Even if people are living between these two walls, ve'agesher ve'akever be'akneset, and all these places, the bridge, the cemetery, the Beis HaKnesses, all these places, Ubei Sabodas Elilim, the church, the Otsaros and the storehouses, if Ein Bahen Beis Dira, if they don't have a living quarters, V'abor V'asiach V'amara V'ashovach U'bayis Shebisvina, and all these things, like a pit and a different types of pits and caves and chicken coops, Shovech, and a bayis that's on the boat itself, not in the yam, Kol Elu V'chayotze Ben Eim Etzdarfin Ima, all these things, since they're not Beis Diras, their structures, they will not count to extend, they cannot be used to extend the city. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Ubaya Shebisvina is like that, because once again, it's lokviya, it's not, doesn't have any sense of permanence in its nature. Upamim Sha'ochos Chutz L'Shivim Amma, and sometimes it, the boat goes out further than Shivim Amma. Finally, we come to the Rama, who makes the following addition. He says, Im hayu shnei batim ka'elu neged ha'ir, dinam ka'ir ha'asuya k'kesha. Now, we're going to see in the Mishnah Brura that this is really a printing error, and this doesn't mean what it seems to mean. So now the Mishnah Brura explains what he needs to say is as follows. Shnei batim ka'elu neged ha'ir, toh sofer. This is a mistake, and, this is not really what the Rama was saying. He's talking about it as follows. Tzarech lomar, what's supposed to be written here is, batim ka'elu neged shnei rashei ha'ir. It means if you have these types of batim, meaning these batei dira, that are opposite the two edges of the city, meaning the two heads of the city, they jut out, right? So it's sort of like, it becomes like a keshet, as we're going to see. Rosa Lomar, Shem Harbeg Batim Yoitin Zeach HaZeh. Let's say at both edges of the square, let's say on the northeast and the southeast side, the batim just keep going out more east, and both on the north and the south, and they keep going more east, and they go more out than 2,000 amma. So he says, "Rot zalomash imharbe batim yotin zechazet ad rachok me alpayim min ha'ir, more than 2,000 ammas from the city." V'chein b'tzad hasheni, also on the other side, dina ki'ir asuya kesha. That's what he means. Dinam ki'ir asuya kesha. Bahainu, that means dim hayabein shnei atzadim. What is the halacha when you have like a keshet, like we learned yesterday? If between the two heads now of the like keshet-like structure is 4,000 amos, ein modinatchum ella me'etzem ha'ir below min elu habatim. Then we're not going to go ahead and measure the tchum except from the core of the city inside and not from these batim. We're not going to have these batim as acting as extensions. And Kal v'chomer, if these, as we said, if one side goes out further than 2,000 amos, in ma'ir aruka yoiser me'arba alafim, ein moisten amida neged habayis b'tzad asheni. If the city is going to be again longer than 4,000 amos, you're not going to go ahead and extend out this bias on that second side. Right? You're not going to draw the rope by that bias on that other side. The dai, as you know, but of course you could walk step by step on the batin until the bias acharon, kemosha kasiv, reish hasif. Like we said in the beginning of the sif. Now, obviously, if there are less than 4,000 amos between these two heads that are created from the houses protruding out east, both on the north edge and the south edge, then obviously you would start the 2,000 amos from the imaginary bowstring that you would have created at the top, at the front of the batim that are the most furthest out batim. Now, as I said in an email, looking at the diagrams in the Dirshu Mishabura will for sure help.